Tell you, I'm so thankful that that God, that same God's on the mountains, on the valley, because I've needed him a lot when I'm in the valley. And it's easy sometimes for us to forget that during the bad times, we do need to seek God, and we do need to remember that the same God that's on the mountain is on the valley. And I enjoyed that song. When we're going through trials and temptations, you know, it's important that we remember that. That we have the same God when we're in our high times and when we're low times. It's great to be here in the house of the Lord tonight. It's great to be here. I'm blessed to be standing here right now. It's been too long, and my heart has been filled up. So I'm blessed to be here right now. You know, it's been a while since I gave my last sermon, and God has put things in my heart that I wish I could just get out right then. You know, if I could preach right then, I would. And I've been sick all week, and Brother Miller told me this morning that he asked me to preach tonight, and went through morning service. I didn't know how I was going to do it because I've been under the weather pretty badly. But as the day went on, you know, I started feeling better. You know, it's amazing how God can, if you're willing to do his work, he's going to, you know, if you obey God, he's going to make a way. It don't matter what it is. You can have a sore throat, can barely talk. He's going to make a way for it to happen if you're willing to obey him. Well, we serve a wonderful God, I tell you. I'm very blessed. He's got to be a forgiving God to save my soul from eternal hell. And, you know, when he saved my soul 10 years ago, you know, he done more to brought me closer to him. He saved me from eternal hell and burning in an eternal flame. So it's a wonderful God that we worship. And if you're lost and you're here tonight, my prayer is for you to seek him and give him everything, and he will save your soul. Whatever's standing in your way, I pray that you'll put it down, and it's not worth eternal hell. But if you give him everything and cast all of your everything in your heart to him, you have heaven to look forward to, and it's eternity. Time is out the window. Time don't matter. It's not a week, a year. You know, it's eternity. And if that's not enough to scare you, if you're lost, I don't know what else there is to say. There's nothing else to say to show you the importance of salvation. And that's the only way into heaven. It's salvation through Jesus Christ. It's the only way to God. I'll start my reading at the Gospel according to John, chapter 3. Starting from the Gospel according to John, chapter 3, first verse. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born again, born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it wishes or listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak what we do know, and testify what we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, that the light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hate the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now, there's a lot of people, that's probably one of the most read verses out of the Bible, and there's a lot of people that read that verse that know part of that, a few of those verses by heart, that doesn't even, attend church or worship like they should, but I felt the need to read that. It represents a lot. Reading and understanding, it's two different things. Going back, he says, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. What he's talking about there is heartfelt salvation and being born again and having a second birth and living this world as a saved human being and leaving the past behind. You're a new person when you're born again. And sometimes we need to leave our own understanding out of things. Sometimes we put too much thought in it, but it's not for us to understand. That's what he's telling Nicodemus when he questioned him. Can you go back into a mother's womb? And that's our earthly side of us thinking about it in those ways. But the way he was talking about it was a metaphor of being born again. And that's exactly what it is when we're saved by the grace of God. That is the only way into heaven, is being born again. And there was no other way around it. You could be a great moral Christian and believe that you can live a certain way or be the best person you can, and you can have the best heart of anybody. You can give your enemy the shirt off your back, but that don't get you into heaven. The only thing that gets you into heaven is heartfelt salvation. He gives us the keys here to understand and to learn how we get into heaven, and that's the only way. And for that, he gave his only begotten Son for this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world, which is a very wicked place. The world is an evil place, and he loved it anyway, that he gave his only begotten son to come here and give us teachings that we may have a better knowledge into getting into heaven, is what he did, and have everlasting life in heaven. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now, verse 21 there, what it refers to is, I mean, there's a reference to John chapter 15. Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye accept, ye abide in me. I am the vine, you all are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So that's saying without God, we cannot do anything. It's all through him that we can do anything, especially the work of the gospel. If not for God, I couldn't be standing here right now, I'll tell you that. Skipping over in John chapter 3, verse 27, John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Now, John was sent here, you know, to do things through Christ, through God. He was sent here by God. And they started, I believe, what they were saying there in that chapter, in chapter 3, that's questioning his works. And he was explaining that he was sent through from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoice greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is the earth is earthly, and speaketh of earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. So he that comes from heaven is above all earthly things. And that's what John was telling them, that he was sent from heaven. So it's beyond our understanding. We all go to God in the same way, and that's through Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. So we all go through God in the same way, and that's through Jesus Christ. And there's no other way through God. If you're lost, the only way you're going to get through him is asking. The only prayer he's going to hear is asking for salvation. And that's through Jesus Christ. And we all go through it the same way. Each and every one of us may be different, but that situation is all in the same. When a lost person will sit and pray and pray and pray and ask for forgiveness, there's something standing in the way if he's not if he or she is not being saved, because he will save you in a split second. That's all it takes, is to give him everything. If you just walk through that door and give him your entire heart and leave everything up to him, you will be saved. No man's works will result in salvation. It don't matter what you do. It don't matter how good of a person you are. You can go through life being the best person you could be. Like I said, you can be the best-hearted person out there, but that's not going to get you into heaven. Salvation is the only way into heaven. And if you're here and you're saved tonight and you let a man tell you you're saved, you probably need to start praying again. It don't have to happen right here at the altar, but that's a really good place to start. I mean, God can reach us anywhere. It don't have to be right here in a church. He can be anywhere you are. And like Brother Miller preached this morning, everybody is handled as an individual when it comes to God's work. When we're lost, we're separated from God. And salvation is the only way that we can close that separation and get closer to God. All I can do is preach what's in the Bible and have the best understanding of it as I can. But I rely on the Word of God alone and nothing else. We do this all for Christ, and it's for nothing else. And lost friend, if you're in this house tonight and you're lost, I beg and plead to you that you need to know how important it is to be saved. You need to realize that it's either heaven or hell. If you're not saved when you die, and we are not promised tomorrow, if you die tonight or tomorrow, you are going to hell for eternity. And once again, it's not eternity is a word that our minds are not capable of grasping and wrapping around. We can't imagine what eternity is like. I would much rather have eternity in heaven where I can walk the streets of gold and rejoice than to have an eternal damnation in hell. And the Bible gives us the keys to salvation. You just have to go with what the Word of God is and not any man. God gave His only begotten Son to give us this. And what a wonderful God He is for that. I thank God every day that He gave His only Son so I could go to heaven. John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, and he was talking to, I believe, Martha. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? If you're saved, your soul never dies. My body is just my body is temporary. It's what I live in while I'm here on earth. And I know that whenever it shall be, I don't know when it'll be, but I'll leave this body one day and I'll go to heaven, and my soul will live forever in heaven. Psalms 23, verse 6, talks about living in the house of the Lord forever. And He says forever, that's eternal. That's forever. And like I said, if there's anybody in here lost or questioning it, just pray and God will show you the way. And if you are lost, I pray that you will have salvation if you just give Him your whole heart and leave everything on Him and put down whatever's keeping you from walking through that door. And you will be blessed for it. And y'all continue to pray for me. I hope that I delivered the message that God laid on me in a way that He would be proud. So I'll turn it over to Brother Miller now. Thank you.